Texting the girl you like isn't rocket science, though to a lot of people, it might seem like it is.
Hey there, podcast listeners. Just want to let you know that the audio from this podcast is actually being ripped from our channel over on YouTube. So if you hear any YouTube-y like things like me asking you to like or subscribe to the channel, I would just super duper appreciate it if you transfer that instead over to whatever podcast app you're utilizing right now. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today, we're going to be going over exactly how to text a girl in order to get her to go on a date with you. Before we get into all that, though, I do need to tell you guys about our secret opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, users have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I highly suggest you check out our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz is going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of that quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find those necessities in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating website deals page and more. Now, in order to make this video a bit easier to comprehend, I've broken it down into these 5 sections. The first of which is what your goal should be, then when should you reach out, then how to keep the conversation fun, then know when to ask for a date, and then 5 is the don'ts of messaging a girl. So without further ado, let's jump into 1 on the list, which is what your goal should be. In any situation on any dating app, no matter what your intentions are, whether it be for looking for long-term serious relationships to casual dating all the way down to one-night stands and hookups, your goal should all be the same. And that goal is that you want to meet up with this girl on a date. What I've seen the most common problem is that even for men who are really good at getting matches on online dating websites, they tend to have these very long, drawn-out conversations with these women, and they think it's a good thing that they're having long conversations. But the truth is that it's not getting you anywhere if you aren't ever actually building up the courage to ask this girl out on a date. On the other hand, there are a lot of guys who ask for a date way too early, which results in a lot of no's or a lot of left on reds. It is really important to ensure that you get the timing of this right down and when you ask the girl out in order for you to actually be successful in securing a date. You need to remember as well that you are on a dating app. You are more likely than not the only person that she is talking to. So you really need to be able to make yourself stick out among the crowd. You need to be able to do this by clicking with her within a conversation and being able to ask her out on a date naturally with good timing. So this is going to move me into 2 on my list, but before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is moving me into 2 on my list, which is when should you reach out? The timing of when you reach out to a match or when the timing of when you send her a first message, is always been a heated debate. However, I am a very firm believer in sending a message right away without waiting at all. I think that it is a very pre-dating app idea to wait a couple days before you send a girl a message, because you need to think about if you were at a bar or something and you gave a girl your number, right? And then she goes home and then you go home and then you would wait a couple days to call her back because there's no other guys to compete with at that point. But her phone and the dating app itself is a bar in her pocket. She's always going to have guys who are going to want to talk to her. And if you take a couple days to respond to your match, she's going to forget about you. There's going to be a lot more guys who are matching with her and conversing with her, and you're going to be in the back of her mind. In this era of online dating, it is best to catch her attention right away and to keep her attention until you go on that first date. This, of course, means that you need to be interesting when sending that first message as well. Sending things that say, hey, or what's up, is not going to be anything that sticks out. There are going to be other guys out there who are giving much more interesting first liners in their conversations. You need to be engaging and attention grabbing. Otherwise, you're just going to fall into that pile of thoughtless introductions in her message box. Now, one thing that can really alter your success in an online dating website is whether that online dating website is the right one for you. And one way to figure that out is by checking our online dating website quiz. When you take our online dating website quiz, it's going to ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website. And at the end of the quiz, it's going to let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. So this is going to move me into 3 on my list, which is how to keep the conversation fun. Keeping the conversation fun and lighthearted is going to be essential, and almost all girls in online dating websites know that they have a ton of different options to choose from when they are making all of these matches. Of course, with girls getting these tons and tons of matches and guys being the ones who are expected to send that message first, all she has to really do is lay back and pick from the best of the bunch. In other words, I mean, if you aren't interesting to her right from the get-go and during conversation, then you basically don't stand a chance. So, how do you keep the conversation fun? Well, think about a conversation that you would have with somebody and how you would have a fun conversation with them. You wouldn't be having a great time if someone just came up to you and said, hey, or what's up, and they expected you to carry the conversation. It's not fun to do that, and especially if they don't know how to respond back with more than two words, it's really sucky. It's an awkward situation that you don't want to be in. So rather than saying, hey, or what's up, sending a message that could absolutely intrigue a response is definitely going to be your best bet. Saying something like, I see you've traveled a lot. I have too. What is your favorite spot that you've been to? And you don't even have to ask questions either. And this seems to be a method that a lot of guys utilize. And while it works, it's not the only method that you can use. You could also say something along the lines of, I saw something that reminded me of you today. From this, you could say something sweet like a flower, or you could say something more interesting like a piece of art you saw, or anything that you could imagine that would be funny but also very nice. This is something that is for sure, at least at the initial step, going to make you stick out among the crowd and get a response from her, which is the first thing that you need to do. And again, I want to reiterate that it's really important to keep these conversations lighthearted and fun as well. If you have any serious topics or conversations, you want to be sure that you're not talking about them here. You've just met this person and you really don't want to be weighing burdens on them right away. Otherwise, they're just going to let you go. The last thing you want to seem to your matches is dreadful, and you want to seem like a really fun time, so be sure you come across that way. And if you want to get even more into this, into how you can make a great first message to other girls, you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. Those who have utilized our secret opening line formula have had 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. So if you want to have better conversations that will lead to better dates, then you should definitely check out our secret opening line formula. So this is going to move me into number 4 on my list, which is when to ask for a date. We need to remember what our initial goal is, which is to get the girl to go out on a date with you. We mentioned earlier about how timing is very important for this. You don't want to wait too long, even if you're having a long conversation, because it's going to become very boring to her and she's going to be having other guys who are going to be asking her out on a date while you're just talking to her on an online form. You also don't want to ask too quick either, because it's going to be very jarring and abrupt and turn her off very fast, and it'll make sure that you get a no or an unread. So, how do you know when the right time is? I've seen other people in the online dating realm who are professionals as well talk about how they utilize an actual formula and how many sentences each person says or how many responses are back and forth, but I'm not a firm believer in this. I say this because this is for the very basics of basics, and I really don't think that for a lot of the time, this is the best way to go about it. And the best way to go about it is that you need to have the ability to read the room, or in other words, have the ability to read the chat room as well. If you find that the conversation is having a good back and forth after about 4 to 6 messages, then absolutely, I would then try to move the conversation into you asking her out on a date. Ideally, the date would be somewhere public and somewhere that is very quick to go to as well, which is why I always recommend that first dates start at coffee shops. I think coffee shops are great because they are a very quick date, they can last longer if you want to, and they're not a huge obligation when it comes to the amount of money that you have to spend on them. Anyways, if you feel that the conversation is not going great and you're not really clicking with this individual, you could shoot your shot and ask them if they want to go out somewhere, but you're probably wasting your time, or you could continue the conversation the way for it to get better, which again, you're probably wasting your time. And it's important to know that often you have to cut your losses. Just because you match with somebody initially doesn't mean that you're actually going to click with them once you start talking to them. So you need to know this and know that a match isn't necessarily a win. A match is just the next step for you to do in order to go on a date. Of course, you two not clicking can happen for multiple reasons, but you just got to make sure that you are being very engaging in the conversation. You're making the conversation very easy for her to have as well. And keeping the conversation interesting is going to ensure that you're going to have the highest chances. So this is going to move me into the next one on my list. But before I jump into that, I did want to ask you guys real quick to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, it really does help push our videos out so that more users can utilize this information from us here at Online for Love. We super duper appreciate it. So this is going to move me into number 5 on my list, which is the don'ts of messaging a girl. While it's been pretty easy to list out exactly what you should do in order to message a girl in order to go out on a date with her, I'm going to also list a few don'ts that I see a lot of guys doing that is going to up your chances on ensuring that you're going to get a date with whoever you match with. So the first don't that I want to go over is to make sure that you don't over text. And I'm not just talking about having too many back and forth before you ask them out on a date. I'm also talking about those guys who write like 2 paragraphs long and then expect the girl to respond with 2 paragraphs long response, because that is just unrealistic. We live in a world of social media today. Everybody wants to read things really fast and move on. So you gotta make sure that whatever you're saying is quick, neat, concise, gets to the point, and is going to be something that will catch your attention. On top of that as well, for those guys who do send a lot of sentences in a single text, it also comes across as needy to a lot of people as well. And the last thing that a girl wants to have with a first date is a guy who is needy. The next don't I have for you guys is to make sure that you don't use too many emojis. Guys who utilize a ton of emojis can actually come across as very nervous to other users on the online dating world. On top of that as well, writing out in a sentence and matching it with an emoji on every single sentence is a bit odd. And then you also see these really extreme cases where they seem to put an emoji every 3 words, and it just becomes cringeworthy at that point. And of course, being nervous, odd, and cringeworthy are 3 traits that you really don't want to have when messaging a girl online. Utilizing emojis can be really important though, so don't count them out entirely. Using them in situations where your text could be misinterpreted is a pretty essential way to ensure that she's gonna get what you're saying. And you can even use them occasionally too if you're just trying to be cheeky. And the last don'ts I have for you is to make sure that you're not going too deep in your conversations. And by this, I mean you don't wanna share everything about yourself before you go out on this first date. Otherwise, you're not gonna have a lot to talk about. You wanna make sure that you're asking her out on this first date within the first few messages between each other, and you wanna make sure that you're not telling her everything about you, because you wanna have that good conversation when you do meet up with her, because online conversation skills are one thing, but in-person conversation skills are a whole other monster, and you wanna be prepared for that as well. But of course, the first thing you need to do after you match is to make sure that she looks at your initial message, and the first thing that I recommend you look at to ensure that it's going to be a great first message is to check out our opening line formula. Utilizing our secret opening line formula, guys have received 3 times more responses in comparison to when they weren't utilizing the formula before. And in case you don't know what the best online dating website is for you, I suggest you take our online dating website quiz. Our online dating website quiz will ask you a host of questions about what you're looking for in an online dating website, and at the end of the quiz, it'll let you know what the perfect online dating website is for you personally. You can find the necessities for those in the links in the bio down below, along with our online dating app deals page and more. If you guys want to see some more content from us, be sure to check out the videos popping up on my left and right here. And I did want to ask you guys again to be sure you are hitting like and subscribe. Seriously, we super duper appreciate it. And I'll catch you guys here next time on Online for Love. See ya.